Happy Monday, folks, and today I have great news, so please share widely. So we had 1 million points of proof that the March 2020 responses were absurd, unscientific, and kind of insane and sinister. But now we've got a beautiful one. It's a doozy. And it comes from Germany, from Freedom of Information release. So it's fully legal, government documents just released. And we have yet another proof of the flu d'état. You're going to enjoy this one. So let's get into it. Well, it was just published in Multipolar, one of the few real news outlets left in Germany or the West, and it's fascinating. So Multipolar has sued for the previously kept secret protocols of the C crisis team at the Robert Koch Institute, RKI. This makes it clear the tightening of the risk assessment from moderate to high for the C disease announced in March 2020, which was the basis of all lockdown measures and court rulings on them, was, contrary to what has previously been claimed, not based on a technical assessment by the RKI at all, but on political instructions from an external actor whose name remains blacked out in the minutes. So even the minutes that were released under legal freedom of information challenge, they have released them and they show clear as crystal. And I'll put the link to this article down below. It's in German, but you can use translate. Loads of documents released. Clear as crystal, it was a political decision from external forces, political forces, that triggered the high severity and all of the legal madness that followed. And this is crucial. The name is redacted of the political forces that triggered all of this. And I guess basically instructed it to happen in the absence of any shred of science. So this is a huge thing. The main media, legacy media, of course, won't cover it. It's very embarrassing, but it's the millionth point of proof, as if we needed it, that shows the whole thing was political and geopolitical. And I've told the story elsewhere at length of who's involved, who's behind it all, and it's self-evident at this stage and all on the historical record. So not a whit or a soupçon of conspiracy theory about this. This is geopolitical reality, and you could go on all day, all the interconnected organizations that want to create a nice managed ant farm in the West to compete with China's nice managed ant farm in the East. And I'll just remind you, amongst the million points of proof we have for this, the HCID is the High Consequence Infectious Disease. It's the UK Health Authority's definition of something that's pretty serious with high case fatality rate, etc. And as of 19th of March 2020, think of that date, just before the world went insane, they noted that C19 is no longer considered to be a high consequence infectious disease in the UK. And they went on to note that in January 2020, there was lobbying to make it so, to make it high consequence. But now that they knew more about C19, the public health bodies in the UK on 19th of March 2020 have reviewed the up-to-date information which we all had and the Diamond Princess cruise ship proved, and they looked at it against the high consequence criteria. And of course they determined that, they said several features have now changed, but basically they realized the mortality rates were low overall and there was greater awareness and basically there shouldn't be anything major done. And this is all on the record, still on the website of the UK health authorities. And it was March 2020, the 19th, before the politics got involved. So zero science, 100% geopolitical drivers for this whole insanity. And it's just nice to have this millionth point of proof. So there you have it, folks. I love it when we're proven correct yet again, though it's getting tiresome at this point. And I often mention, you know, I have a special link to Pure Gold, excellent company in the UK, in London, and it gets a free consultation in general financial matters, not just gold and silver and metals, but certainly I think it's a time that having a certain hedging or a percentage of your kind of overall wealth or pension or etc. in physical metals, the real money, the only real money, over 5,000 years is just a really good idea. That's my personal opinion. Completely up to you, but you can avail of the link below. You get a free year's storage and a consultation, and maybe just explore the arena further and just think about this for yourself and your family. So with that, thanks so much, everyone. Till next time.